Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success is a short self-help and religious guidance book by Jesse Lee Peterson. It presents a compact framework for readers who want improvement in three connected areas: spiritual life, family relationships, and financial stability. Based on Peterson's broader public message, the book reflects his emphasis on personal responsibility, moral discipline, and rebuilding the family unit as the foundation for a more orderly life. Rather than offering a broad inspirational message, it appears to argue that practical change begins with inner moral and spiritual correction, then extends into relationships at home and into work and money management. The book is also positioned within Peterson's conservative Christian outlook, which links individual conduct, faith, and social outcomes. Its format as a brief guide suggests a direct, prescriptive style aimed at readers looking for clear steps rather than extended theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, spiritual renewal as the starting point for all other change. A central idea in the book is that spiritual condition comes before family stability or financial improvement. Peterson's work generally treats spiritual decline as the root problem behind many personal and social failures, and this book follows that pattern by placing faith at the center of transformation. The practical implication is that external problems are not solved only through tactics or self-management. They require a change in character, conscience, and relationship to God. This approach sets the book apart from secular success manuals because it frames progress as moral and spiritual restoration rather than achievement alone. It also helps explain why the book uses the language of guaranteed steps. The steps are not presented as techniques for manipulating results, but as a disciplined way of aligning personal life with a religious worldview. Readers are therefore encouraged to see prayer, repentance, obedience, and inner order as the first layer of success, with other areas flowing from that foundation. Secondly, personal responsibility as the remedy for victimhood and passivity. Another important dimension of the book is its insistence on accountability. Peterson is well known for arguing that people often remain stuck because they blame others, history, or social systems instead of dealing with their own behavior. In that sense, the book likely extends a recurring theme in his writing. Real progress begins when a person stops identifying as a victim and starts taking responsibility for choices, habits, and attitudes. This matters because the book does not treat responsibility as a vague virtue. It appears to connect responsibility directly to spiritual maturity, healthier family relationships, and financial discipline. That gives the concept practical force. A reader is not merely told to try harder. The reader is asked to examine whether excuses, resentment, or passivity are blocking growth. Within this framework, responsibility becomes both a moral principle and a method of change. It shifts attention away from what others failed to do and toward what the individual must correct in daily life. Thirdly, rebuilding the family through stronger leadership and order. The family is one of the book's three core domains, and the title suggests that Peterson sees it as essential rather than optional. His broader ministry and public commentary repeatedly stress the importance of rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man, so the family section is likely rooted in that logic. The underlying argument is that disorder in the home reflects disorder in the individual, especially in the absence of moral leadership, self-control, and clear responsibility. This makes the book more than a general relationship guide. It presents family health as a structural issue tied to character and authority within the household. The emphasis on rebuilding indicates that the book is not simply about communication tips or conflict management. It is about restoring a functional moral order. Readers seeking family guidance from this book would therefore encounter a strongly traditional framework, one that values duty, stability, and personal leadership over emotional self-expression as the primary basis of family repair. Fourthly, financial discipline as an outcome of character, not just technique. The financial aspect of the book appears to be treated as a downstream result of spiritual and moral order. Rather than presenting money management as a purely technical subject, the book seems to connect financial success to discipline, work ethic, and ethical behavior. This is consistent with Peterson's larger message that inner chaos produces outward instability. In practical terms, that means poor financial habits are not discussed only as budgeting mistakes. They are also seen as symptoms of deeper problems such as irresponsibility, lack of self-control, or dependence on others. That framing distinguishes the book from ordinary personal finance guides. It does not reject practical action, but it places those actions inside a moral framework. A reader is likely encouraged to examine spending behavior, work habits, and long-term decision-making as expressions of character. In this view, financial improvement is not something separate from spiritual growth or family order. It is one more area in which disciplined living produces visible results. Lastly, a compact prescriptive format aimed at direct application. The book is notable for its brevity and for the promise of 7 guaranteed steps, which suggests a streamlined, highly structured guide rather than a reflective essay or extended theological treatise. That format matters because it makes the book easy to approach for readers who want a direct framework they can remember and apply. In this kind of work, the sequence of steps is part of the argument organized action matters, and clarity is more useful than complexity. The available descriptions also indicate that the book combines Christian principles with everyday application, which means it is meant to be practical, as well as cytological. Because it is short, it likely compresses its message into a small number of repeatable principles, rather than building a broad case across many chapters. This gives the book a distinctive place among faith-based self-help titles. It is less about exploring multiple viewpoints and more about delivering a single, unified prescription for change across spiritual, family, and financial life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a concise, faith-based framework for thinking about personal change, especially those already receptive to Jesse Lee Peterson's Christian and conservative outlook. It may be especially useful for readers interested in the connection between spiritual discipline, family order, and practical life management, because it does not treat those subjects as separate. Instead, it presents them as linked parts of one moral system. The main benefit of the book is its simplicity. It offers a short, structured approach rather than a diffuse collection of advice. That can make it easier for readers who prefer direct guidance and a strong point of view. What distinguishes it from many books in the self-help or Christian living category is its combination of strict accountability, traditional family emphasis, and a highly compressed step-by-step format. It is not designed as a broad survey of personal development ideas. It stands out by reducing success to a small number of principles rooted in spiritual renewal, responsibility, and disciplined living. If you would like to support Jesse Lee Peterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.